That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Toda.
Toda indeed. Toda Stoney.
This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
And this is a super special, exciting episode for two reasons. One, we're filming it. We're shooting it. We're videotaping it.
Wow, that, videotaping. If this you is guys, going straight to videotape.
It's going straight to a VHS tape, right to our P.O. box. We will send you a copy. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, you probably already know that it's being videotaped. And if you are listening to it online, just know that you can watch us too. We're it's not going to be like a common every episode thing, but we thought it would be like a fun experiment.
We called in a lot of favors to have this done. There's a cast and crew of like 800 people right now.
Catering, everything.
Roads are shut down in Williamsburg.
And we are also starting to sell our first three pieces of merchandise. That's your favorite one, right?
Hashtag dope. This shirt is hashtag dope, but if you don't own it, you're hashtag nope.
I'm so sorry for that. So we're selling three shirts through Busted Tees. One is just like the podcast logo, which I'm wearing now.
You're so embarrassed to be wearing a picture of your face, aren't you?
Yeah.
That looks so weird.
Jake's...
If you like, yeah, cover me up, it's just you.
That would actually be a cooler shirt now that I think of it. Like me, a breast pocket and like me poking out of it, like a little jack-in-the-box
I'm
or something.
Offended, but yeah, I'd wear that. Sure.
And Jake says hashtag dope, and we have a third shirt, which we're not wearing yet. But it says "Seize the Cheese." We'll show that on the video too. Those are available through our through Busted Tees, and you can find them if you go to ifiwereyoushow.com or seizethecheese.com. So
seizethecheese.com.
So please seize the tees because we're excited about them.
Holy shit! Is that the first time I heard you say "seize the tees"? Did you just come up with that, or did you know you were going to say that today? You wrote "seize the" in the background of your phone. It says "seize the tees."
You jerk! Why not even, at least make it a note? Why the background of your phone? So yeah, for those of you who are watching us for the first time, you can listen to the show every Monday for it's a half hour episode, and it's just Jake and I doling out advice that people email in. You know, they email us in at ifiwereyoushow.com. No, ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. With their sticky situations, with their conundrums, and we read the emails and try to answer the funniest questions.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So why don't we get started?
You know what? Fuck it. Let's not.
What?
Let's just chill, man. Let's me and you just chill.
This is the podcast.
Yeah,
don't you
matter.
Get
we
it?
We read questions. We don't read questions.
People just want to see us chat.
Yeah, or we just sit in comfortable silence. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, people just want to see us
Let's
sit.
Check our phones for like a couple minutes right now. Not like no talking. It's a video. They could watch us do it. You know, I'm just going to check. I'm going to refresh my Instagram feed.
Literally,
no hate. Here it is.
No hate.
I just don't want a lot of hate.
Yeah, yes, hate.
I'm gonna.
That's a terrible thing to do.
All right, fine. I'll refresh it later. Go ahead.
Yes. So let's get started. The first email was submitted to us. We're gonna use fake names but real questions to preserve your anonymity. So the first question we received today is. For about 6 months, my best friend borrowed some money from me because he never has any, and I wanted to help out. I knew he would spend it all on cigarettes and booze, but I trusted him that I would get the money back. Now, 6 months later, I still haven't gotten them back, and I remind him all the time, and he keeps making excuses. My dad is furious at him and is threatening to kick his ass. Should I keep staying patient and let him take his time, or should I allow my dad to teach my best friend a lesson so that he knows I'm being serious?
So he knows I'm being serious.
So should this guy let his dad kick his best friend's ass just so he...
Hey, man, you got to give me the money. I'm going to let my dad kick your ass. He is rearing it go. He's a pimple on a chain, and I'm going
to
let it go. I'm holding the leash tight, but how much money was it that he spent it all on booze and cigarettes?
$13, probably.
6 months.
My dad is furious at him and threatening to kick his ass. Should I allow my dad to teach my best friend a lesson so that he knows I'm being serious? Should I allow my dad? Should I let my dad have at it?
My dad is a 76-year-old war vet with no legs. And my best friend is an 18-year-old triple sport athlete.
My dad just wants the green light so he can have at it, teach this kid a lesson.
Friend is going to kick the shit out of my dad.
That's so funny. Yeah, all right. Here we go. Here's my dad. All right,
yo, you knew I was serious. My dad. Go get him, dad.
Oh,
you hit my dad. Why'd you punch my dad?
That's my goddamn dad, you asshole.
He robs his dad and buys cigarettes and booze. My dad is a 91-year-old black belt.
So, should he let his dad kick his friend's ass?
What? No, your dad's not going to kick your friend's ass. That's not how the world
works.
Wouldn't
that be amazing, too, if he did? Holy shit, my dad just beat the shit out of you. I can't believe that fucking happened.
It would feel so good as like a 50-year-old to just know you could still beat the shit out of an able-bodied 20-year-old.
I'd love to be able to beat the shit out of someone who can buy cigarettes and booze.
Yeah, you got like dad strength.
Yeah.
Dad strength.
Right? Everyone just assumes dads are strong.
Right.
Like, at what age do you think you became stronger than your dad?
You know, there's a really nice poem. I forget who it's by.
Let's just go on to the next question.
Excuse me.
I just don't want to listen
to
that poetry shit.
It's all about how, like, the day this guy beat his dad in an arm wrestle. It's really nice.
Yeah.
I'll try to... No.
It was on the dad's deathbed.
I'd love to look it up, but you obviously get pissed when I look at my phone.
No, I got pissed because you said you wanted to spend the first 5 minutes of the show refreshing your Instagram feed.
Okay. You know what?
We can review the tape.
I haven't checked it in 5 minutes.
All right, so our advice to this guy is, if I were you, I wouldn't let my dad beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, like, make an idle threat. Say, like, hey, man, my dad's going to kick your ass. Your friend will be like, excuse me. Yeah, I'll pay the money back.
No, my dad is not going to beat
also,
your dad
like,
up.
He said he knew his friend was going to spend it on cigarettes and booze, and he gave it to him anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, this is a little bit on you. I, like, want to look at the camera. This is on you.
If your son gave money away and... was not getting it back, would you beat the shit out of that guy?
If I was violent, I'd probably want to punch my son. But I think as a parent, you have to stop using violence, right?
No, I guess not.
Well, you don't have... Well, yeah, you go to jail for abusing your child.
Yeah, but what if it's not your child? What if it's somebody else's child?
If you're 50 and you punch your kid, you're like, that's jail. That's child abuse. Your kid gets taken away. But if you're 50 and you punch a kid... I don't know how it works.
Listen, we're not lawyers.
I guess sick your dad on him and we'll see.
That's your advice. Let your dad kick this guy's ass.
You know what? Drop the leash. Let him go.
He's earned it.
I want to see what happens.
All right. Did I say that person's name?
I can't remember. Let's review the tape.
No. Let's figure it out. We'll call that guy Chandler.
Cool.
So thanks, Chandler, for writing in. This next question comes from Phoebe.
What's the theme of the names for this week? I can't figure it out.
It's just weird names that I made up.
Oh, interesting. Got it.
My friend does drugs, and she has been trying to get me to smoke weed with her. And I said, maybe, but then she started taking Molly, and that was her thing. And she was trying to get me to take Molly with her. But Molly is bad for you, so I said no. And now she is trying to get me to take a whippet, or however it's spelled, but that can kill you, and I don't mind smoking weed with her. And I know almost everyone experiments with drugs in high school, so I don't think one time is that big of a deal, but I'm scared that if I smoke with her, then she will be willing to do more stuff because I have almost no willpower. My brother said to stop hanging out with her, but she's a good friend. What should I do?
She's not a good friend. You can't have that entire first paragraph and then end it with, but she's a good friend. She's pressuring you to do fucking whippets? You just said she wants to do something that could potentially kill you, and she's trying to get you to do it.
I also like that she's like strengthening the drug every time she says no. Like, what sort of weird fucked up negotiation is this?
She's like, then she started doing Molly. Then she started doing whippets. Yeah. Now, I feel like we're too late. This girl's already doing crack. They're both living in a crack den.
I don't want to do weed with you. All right. Molly? No, I don't know. Molly's dangerous. Fine. Whippets. No, I already said... Fine,
I guess that one has the most fun name.
I'll do the weed.
I don't think everybody does Molly and Whippets in high school. I didn't do that in high school.
Yeah, but maybe it wasn't around when you were in high school.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, I didn't do any drugs in high school, except for weed.
You did weed?
I did weed.
Yeah, you did.
But weed ain't a drug. It's from the earth. You know what I'm saying?
Terrible advice.
Weed's from the earth, girl. And you know what? Technically, Molly is actually from the earth. Like everything, even the chemicals have like been. It's made on earth.
They're all matter that was there during the Big Bang.
Yeah, it's all stardust.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So it's all natural whippets. That's natural.
Yeah, because humans made whippets.
Yo,
so that's
true.
From
are
the earth.
Not from the earth.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Last time I checked, they're from the earth.
Thank you.
That being said, we did 7 whippets and took 4 Molly pills before this podcast started. Shit. So who knows what we're thinking? I'd say if I were you, I'd listen to your brother. He seems like the smart one in this relationship. She's not a good friend.
Right, not a good friend. If she's pressuring you to do drugs, like, you know what? That's not a good friend. That said, yo, like, weed's dope. I'm kidding. She's in high school. Fuck. No, don't do any drugs. They're all bad for you. And you should try to get your friend help, too. If she's going down this spiral of... weed to Molly to whippets. It seems like there's no end in sight. Try to help her out if she's actually a good friend.
She's getting closer and closer to like from like drugs to like pharmaceuticals to like just something you can get at a grocery store.
To death, the ultimate drug.
Yeah. That's beautiful. That's our next shirt.
Wow.
Jesus.
Shit. I'm crying.
I'd like to take that drug tonight, actually.
Let's die together, brother. No!
I was joking. All right. Moving right along.
Trucking.
This one is from Ross.
All right, Rossi.
Rossi Ross. He says, Dear Jake and Amir, I have a monobrow. The problem is my girlfriend wants me to shave it off, although personally I think it completes my look. What do I do?
It doesn't.
There's no look.
It doesn't complete your look. Next.
You don't know what it looks like.
It doesn't. No. Sorry.
All right. Cool. Moving on.
All right. Moving on. You know, we usually ask people to send in their audio versions of them asking questions. And this week, we got a very special video version.
Holy shit. So if you're listening, you can hear along. And if you're watching, check out this.
Hey, Jake and Amir. I'm Kyle Fox, and my dad was on your show for a little bit. Long-time listener, first-time caller. And after your advice in one of the last episodes where you said we shouldn't get into a long-term relationship before college, I completely ignored that advice and had to do me. And now I'm moving out to Cali for a little bit. And I'm wondering, how do I stay away from these slump buster festival harlot nudes? Thanks.
Wow.
So there it is.
That is insane. Yep. I want to answer your question, but I can't stop thinking about how much you look like Rick Fox.
That's what you say to Rick Fox every day, too. So he didn't want to be in a long-distance relationship, but you know what? He ended up ultimately deciding to do it.
He did have to do him.
And then now he's wondering how to avoid these ladies in college, freshman year, which is a difficult thing to do, especially when you're a tall, handsome man.
Yeah. So my advice to you is, sorry.
You're fucked.
Yep, you won't. You just won't.
Or you will, and it'll weigh on your relationship so much that's what will destroy it.
Yeah, you're so handsome and cool that I want to give you like good news, but unfortunately, no.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can you imagine his girlfriend watching this, though?
Right.
Like, okay, Jake and Amir.
No, you can make it. You guys are good. I promise. You guys are different.
Every other relationship is messed.
Like, what about beyond college? Like, in general, how do people resist temptation? Maybe we should take it like that. College is obviously its own thing. It's way harder in college because there's a lot more temptation. There's a lot more partying. There's a lot more you're around so many attractive young people at once. That doesn't usually happen in the real world.
Right. So what you're asking me how I do it?
Yeah, because I don't. I don't. I don't resist it. Like, my entire life is just giving into temptation after temptation after temptation. So which, what do I? This is, give me advice, man. What do I do?
I guess it helps to think about the long term. Okay, you're enjoying what you're doing right now, but how will you feel tomorrow? Do the cons outweigh the pros? Will the pain of the next 3 weeks be worth the joy of the next 2 hours? And if the answer is yes, cheat on your lady.
Boom! Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, dude? That's dope, man. That's dope. You would literally have that kind of like internal conversation with yourself all
now,
the time?
No, my brain is wired in such a way that it won't allow me to enjoy the next
surgery.
2 hours.
I need surgery or something.
I really think I need a freaking lobotomy or something.
I need fucking brain surgery. Because you can't just be like, oh, you have to think logically. Like, if you're hardwired to do that anyway, I can't change.
I really think I need a freaking neurosurgeon to go in there and change me. Because yeah. I can't do it.
You know what?
And while you're in there, yeah, make it so I want to eat healthy and work out.
Can you ask, guys, can I ask you a question? How do I be different? How do I be a different guy? Just because me is sort of messing with my shit right now.
I look in the mirror and every day I see, uh-oh, this asshole. So, I don't know, I'd like to change my face and my personality.
You don't like hanging out with me? How'd you like to be me 24/7? Huh? That's not very fun. I go to sleep, I'm a little old me, I wake up and, uh-oh, here I am again. I drink, I smoke, I take pills, I try to escape my body, but every single time I come back and I hate myself a little more.
Just when you think I'm done, I pull me back in.
Just when you think I can't get any worse, uh-oh, there I am to remind you, I'm still a shithead.
So, this is you talking to a brain surgeon? Yeah, so, exactly. Anyway, I don't know if there's something you can cut out that'll make me better, because I ain't gonna change shit.
I'd be down for a monkey brain at this point, because even that would be a goddamn improvement. And hey, if the knife slips while you're operating and you kill me, that's fine, too.
Make it look like an accident, Doc. I know I don't have the courage or willpower to do literally anything positive.
You can give me a lobotomy to give me the courage to kill myself. Please do that.
That's what he does. The operation was a success. You're the same exact person. You just have the courage to, you know, end it, I guess.
Wow, yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
Shit, I hate myself and I thank you.
Can I recommend a Starbucks? I don't know. Is that pleasurable for you?
Call back.
You got to reward the fans who have been there the longest while still attracting new audiences.
You
that's
what
sort
the
of
the new audience.
Drake
says no new friends. No. You know what I'm saying? No new friends.
No new friends.
It's a really mean sentiment, actually.
There's so many people here right now that I didn't know last year. What am I doing?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Who the fuck are y'all?
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's right. I'm doing me.
Yeah.
Or he's meeting people.
I guess so.
What am I doing? Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm meeting people. That's what normal people do.
I can make new connections.
Yeah.
No. No new friends.
So, yeah. I don't have a wife yet, so I'll never meet her because I don't want to meet anyone new.
Oh, yeah, you don't need new friends.
So don't make new friends. Keep the old.
Started from the bottom. Now the whole team fucking.
Yeah.
I live my life in Drake quotes.
The only people I can meet again are people that I lost touch with when I was 4 through 8 years old and have to reconnect with. Other people who started from the bottom with me and now
are
here.
You hear that, Drake? Amir thinks you're a coward.
Please, do not hurt me, Mr. Drake.
He's definitely listening to the podcast. He was ordering a Seize the Cheese shirt, and then he was like, what? Oh.
Hell nah.
So wait, what's our advice for Kyle? Oh shit, what's his fake name?
Oh,
say his real name?
Yeah,
in the
I mean, we show. He said we can use his video, great. So we can use his real name.
Blur his face.
Have fun in college. Try to resist temptation as much as you can. If it becomes too much, then maybe the relationship isn't worth keeping for now. If maybe at the end of college you want to revisit things, have at it right, that
just
point.
Always be honest with each other.
Yeah. Be honest. And you know what? Either way, you're going to have a great life. You're a very... You're a good-looking, smart, tall dude, and you have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, so stop asking for advice. You're perfect.
Yeah. I actually want your advice. How can I make Rick Fox my daddy?
Yeah. Will you give me a workout regimen, sir? How do I get my chin to look like yours?
I'd love to be as attractive as you are, man. All right. Moving on. Next question. Thanks, Kyle. This one comes from Joey. I have a friend whose girlfriend cheated on him. I told him about it, and they talked it out and are still dating. However, I recently discovered that she is sexting the guy she cheated on my friend with. I told him about this too, and they talked it out again. I really don't think his girlfriend is good for him, but I'm not sure what else I should do.
Yeah, who is she? This vixen.
This silver-tongued serpent.
Talks her way out of any problem.
She's talked herself out of two situations where she cheated on her boyfriend.
That's insane.
What is the? I wonder what she's saying.
Who's this fucking rat coward that fucking tells on her every single time,
yeah,
too?
You fink.
You rat fink. You're the guy she's hooking up with. Hey, man, your girlfriend's sexting me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we talked it out. It's okay. Jesus, really?
Come on.
He's okay with it, too.
How are you talking it out? I've sexted someone.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she's like so attractive that the guy's like, you know, whatever.
Whatever you want to do, that's fine.
We talked it out twice. What else? If you already told the person and they're okay with it, what else can you do?
Yeah, I mean, you basically told them what you think, that she's not good for
right.
this person, and clearly she's not, but, I mean, mind your business, dude. That ain't your problem.
Jesus. If you saw your friend getting cheated on, would you tell him?
I'd probably do what he has done, just be like, tell him. She does it again. Tell him. But I mean, like, what do you can't, like, physically
tear people apart.
I guess I'd ask to be there for this, like, for this discussion where she's clearly brainwashing him. She's like the oh, fuck. Who's the red priest? The fire. I'm just going to ask the guys behind the camera because they'll know. In Game of Thrones, who's the red princess lady? I don't remember her name either.
There's a lot of nerds watching this podcast yelling at their computer right now. I think it's Jessica Rabbit. I feel like what you're thinking about.
Your friend is being Stannis Baratheon right now.
Yes. Oh, totally. Are
being
you kidding
Stannis
me?
Baratheon.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
Stannis Baratheon by this girl who's not good. You're
yeah.
trying to. You're.
Yeah, you're like Jon Snow, and she's like, oh no. Let's cut.
Let's cut me out of the podcast.
Let's end the show, not this episode, but for good. And yeah, I think we're done.
How about we cut me out of my life right now, and I just go home and never talk to any of you again?
I'd love to see a brain surgeon tomorrow. A brain and face surgeon.
I
want to
be not me, sir. Doc.
While you're in there, can you take my wisdom teeth out? I want no wisdom teeth and a new personality / lease on life.
Oh, P.S. How about some pecs? This is not... You're at a walk-in clinic. You need to leave. We can treat you for your gonorrhea, and that's it.
Fine, I'll take it.
Thank you.
All right. Next
Wait,
question.
Can we give that guy advice?
Yeah, you did what you can do. And you can't do anything else. I mean, you told your friend he was getting
yeah,
cheated
remove
on.
Remove yourself from the situation. Keep an eye on the serpent.
The follow her ways. Serpent. I want to know. Yeah, we should have her on the show and be like, what are these conversations you're having? That
she hypnotizes him every night.
Jafar style.
The snake.
all right. This one is from Gunther.
Gunther, nice.
Yeah, Gunther. After a few days of texting nonstop to a girl I love, she mysteriously stopped replying. I sent her a few texts until she finally told me to stop talking to her. I'm pretty sure this is a goof, but I'm going to play it safe when it comes to texting. Fortunately, I know where she usually goes on a typical day. Should I go surprise her at work, school, or home? Thanks for the help, Gunther.
The advice is, where should I kill her?
Yes.
School, work, or home?
The advice is, this girl's... obviously wants him to text him.
Do you want to give her... Let's give opposite advice.
Oh, okay. That's good. So what's your opposite advice for this guy?
I mean, obviously, she thinks that you've cooled off. So I'd like double time your efforts right now. School, work, or home? How about school, work, and home? Okay? We're going to text her. We're going to text her and say, hey, I'm coming over. I know where you live. Like, send her some pictures of you driving over there.
Is I know where you live a little threatening?
No, not enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I know where you live. You know what? Show
cute.
Up to her place with your bags.
Oh.
Move in.
That's good.
If you love her, like, you can't slow down.
Yeah, yeah. And when she said, stop talking to her, that he was right. That was probably a goof. It was probably
like
her way of being like, okay,
so,
you got
to
earn this booty.
Yeah.
You got to earn this booty. So, like, a lot of
Sorry,
times...
Wait. You got gotta earn this. Would you say that again?
You gotta earn this booty. So like, no, that's what she's thinking.
You gotta earn this booty.
Yeah.
This so is she's like, that's what girls say to you.
Yeah. So it's like, stop texting me. You gotta earn this booty. I'm like, all right, let's kick it up a notch.
There's nothing I love more than like you doing impressions of girls, but when they want to hook up with a guy, because you clearly don't, you don't know anything, right?
You gotta earn this booty.
Has a girl ever said that to you?
She said, I mean, multiple, 10, 15, 30 girls at a time.
They're always saying, you gotta earn this booty. Yeah. You gotta earn this booty.
Yeah, like I'll go in for a kiss and she like pushed me away and I'm like, let me guess, I gotta earn this booty? And she's like, no, not really. You just, I just never want
to
be with you.
What have you done to earn booties before?
I haven't earned a booty yet. A couple times I'm like really disinterested and they sort of like let their guard down enough to stop talking to me.
That's nice.
But like whenever I go for it, they're always just like, get
chill
off
out.
Me.
Like, oh, I gotta earn that booty.
Yeah, they don't say it, I say it, but it's like, they agree.
And then the boyfriend comes over and starts like, hey, I'm just trying to earn a booty. Yeah. Quit it.
How did you earn the booty? How many times did you
body
text?
Body shots, please. The kidneys.
The dad comes over and beats the shit out of me.
58-year-old war vet.
Stop texting her.
Right, you're a stalker right now.
Don't go to work. Don't go to school. Don't go to home. If you really like someone, you don't want to text them more than they text you.
Yeah.
A good indicator of how much to text someone is how much they text you.
Right. I used to do the craziest shit when I like would like girls and we'd be like emailing or Facebook messaging or even texting. I would use like Microsoft Word and put in the words to make sure my word count was always less than theirs.
Wow. When was this?
I mean, it was like fucking 6
weeks,
months ago.
Weeks ago at this point.
It was not long ago.
So you don't want, you never want to put more effort than the girl is.
Or at least equal effort. You never want to be putting more. Just equal to
less.
I don't even think less is a good move. I'm always like equal effort. Everybody's on the same page. I think that's the way to do it.
But does that ever like cycle out of like proportion? So it's like, all right, I do a little bit, she does a little bit, and then a little bit more, and then you match it, and then it's like, holy shit, we're sending like full paragraphs to each other.
I get fucking excited thinking about text messages. I think that's my problem, Doc. When I get excited, like my phone's vibrating twice since we've been here, and it's like, oh man, I fucking wonder what the text say. I wonder what the text say.
Keep that part of my brain. Change literally
like
everything
text.
Else.
I like text.
What if you were born 20 years ago?
I'd be a better person. I'd be better.
Text is your number one game.
Yeah, that's all. That's fucking number one. That's it. Yeah, number one, and that's it.
And you also said that if you didn't have an iPhone, if you had to use like a different phone,
that was another thing.
It would ruin your game.
I was thinking. Did I tell you when we were in Iceland? I was thinking about trading in my iPhone and getting just like a shitty little flip phone.
Oh,
that'll make me a better person
because you'll text less.
Yeah.
Interesting. You think you're ever going to do that?
I promised myself I'd do it in the fall.
What, you're going to get a flip phone so that you'll text less?
Yeah.
That's your way of becoming a better person?
Yeah.
Getting a worse phone.
Getting a worse phone. I think my phone enables me.
Well, I think you have such deep-seated, terrible issues. Like, you don't respect people, so why would you get
Excuse me.
No, stop recording. I don't respect people. Yeah, you absolutely don't respect people.
I'll get a Motorola StarTAC and I'll be fine.
How about a freaking Razor? How much do I respect you now?
A Razor? I got a Crazer.
I'm playing Snake too much to abuse you emotionally or physically.
The only thing I'm conquering now, I'm slaying the Snake game.
So our advice to you, get a worse phone.
Right. Where did we... What was this guy? The stalker?
Yeah.
Leave her alone.
Cool. I think that's all the time we have. I don't know how long we've been going, but I bet 30 minutes at least. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you're watching this for the first time, you can go to ifiwereyoushow.com to listen to all of our previous episodes. If you guys like this video, we'll try to do one every, couple months just to keep it fresh. And that email again, if you've never emailed the show, if you have any tips, suggestions, or sticky situations of your own, is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. And the shirts.
Shirts, remember.
Shirts at Busted Tees. You can go to ifiwereyoushow.com for more info about that. Thanks so much for watching. We're also accepting theme song submissions. We opened the one today with Stony, who's our remixer extraordinaire, because we love it so much. And we're going to end with another classic of ours.
Before we do, let's plug our fearless crew. On Twitter, you guys can follow Wise Guy Pictures. Right? Is that it? Wise Guy Pictures on Twitter. Mikey, you want to plug anything? Instagram,
I've never
Twitter?
Seen people look so nervous right now. Wow.
Mike Carnell on Twitter.
Mike Carnell on Twitter.
Follow him, man.
Buy the shirt, seize the cheese. Follow Mike Carnell on Twitter. We're out. Oh, this song is from Matt Gilroy.
This song is from Macklemore.
Holy shit.
Actually, yeah, shit.
If I were you, podcast show. If I were you, podcast show. If I were you, I'd take a break with Amir and Jake. Listen to the podcast show. If I were you, show.com.